Editor's note. Midland Today has asked council candidates in Midland, Penetanguishene and Tiny Township to provide a synopsis of why they are running for public office. Municipal elections take place October 24. The following response is from Dan LaRose, who is running for deputy mayor in Penetanguishene. For more election coverage, visit our 2022 municipal election page by clicking here, where you can find candidate profiles and other election news. What is your name, what will be your age on election day, and who are your key immediate family members you rely on for support? My name is Dan LaRose. I am 62 years old and I rely on my wife and two sons for support. In 10 words or less, why is your municipality the best in the province? Great access to Georgian Bay and has the friendliest residents. What prompted you to run as a municipal leader? I've always loved municipal politics and feel I still have a lot to contribute to help shape our wonderful town. You will be asked to join committees and other municipal representations. Which are you eager to become involved in? The Huronia Airport is on the cusp of new developments, which will serve Penetanguishene well as one of the three owners. I have served on this committee for several years and would enjoy the opportunity to continue to do so. I would also like to see a new committee formed of residents for the town dock project. Voter apathy is always a concern, ranging between 25.7% to 42% of cast ballots across North Simcoe in the last municipal election. Knowing you could be elected without even half of possible voters turning out, what will you do to combat voter apathy so your municipality is best represented? I will aim to maintain an open and direct dialogue with residents by staying in communication face-to-face, by phone and online. How much time and money should be allocated to upgrading the town dock? What is your stance on the town dock project? I do believe that improvements need to be made at the town dock area, but I am not in favor of the plan that is before council. How much time and money will depend on a new plan being developed and the budget would dictate its implementation. The beloved arena and curling rink are at the end of life, and in various states of disrepair. Is it worth more to pour into their upkeep or invest in a new facility? What is your stance on the facilities? It certainly would be nice to have a new facility that would house all of our recreational facilities, but I'm not sure that with a cost of $45 million to $50 million in today's dollars, it is realistically attainable. So for the short term, some capital dollars might have to be spent to keep them up and running. There are many prominent concerns ongoing in the region, from affordable housing to the opioid epidemic to short-term rentals as well as others. What is one concern that you think the majority of residents are not aware of? The one concern that I find a lot of residents are not fully aware of is the fact that the provincial government has unjustly quit paying the policing costs at the Central North Correctional Center. Furthermore, they have put the sole responsibility of this annual cost of approximately $400,000 to the Penetanguishene taxpayers. We need to work with the province to solve this huge burden on our residents. The province is planning for a population of 555,000 and 198,000 jobs by 2051. If now is the time to prepare for that influx, what will you proactively do as your part in the process? Planning now will help us for the future. We have to set aside residential property that can be zoned and serviced with water and sewage. We also have to set aside industrial and commercial property to attract new businesses to town. Most of this has already been done with our new official plan update. Recidivism isn't just on the police and courts. As a municipal leader and crafter of bylaws, what initiatives will you undertake to address crime in your care? I think through the Police Services Board, we can work with the OPP to help bring ideas forward to council so that we can help develop ways to counteract this problem. Infrastructure projects require taxpayer dollars. What infrastructure project does the municipality desperately need, and does it justify a tax increase from the ratepayers to have it done as soon as possible? Infrastructure has always been my top priority. We have a road and sidewalk replacement plan in place as well as capital projects slated for the water department and the sewage treatment plants. Maintaining our existing infrastructure is as important as creating new ones. We have allocated over $1 million annually in the budget for capital projects in order to ensure that a significant tax increase won't be needed to fund these projects. Times change. What is the most aged or obsolete bylaw in your municipality's code? I'm not sure about how aged or obsolete or even how accurate it is, but I seem to remember hearing about that if you're riding in downtown Penetanguishene at night in a horse and carriage, you must have someone leading the horse with a lit lantern. Once you complete your four-year term, what is the legacy you want residents to best remember for your time in office? I'd like to be remembered as someone who was responsible with taxpayer money, made decisions in the best interest of the town, and who was dedicated to our residents.